"What's that bruise from?" I ask, trying to take her attention off me. Her lips tighten.
"Nothing."
"Well, something bruised you. Did he hurt you again?"
"You don't get to ask me questions. This isn't how this works,"
she says. "Hey, I said the same thing. None of this is how this works. She should be fucking dead. Or even better, she should be my party favor. She'd look pretty as she begs for her life. To be honest, this girl would look pretty doing just about anything. With her dark hair pulled back in a messy ponytail, she looks somehow elegant and sloppy, but firmly sexy. She looks as if she'd kill me with a smile on her face. Possibly with my severed dick in her hand. Who knows what this kinky bitch is into. Listen, just let me go. I have a party I absolutely cannot miss." I strain and look at the digital clock beneath the television. In 4 hours.
"A party? A fucking party?"
she says with an angry laugh.
"This is a night of partying for you?"
"For people beyond me. That's what you don't seem to understand. I'm a cog, Karma."
"Stop calling me that."
"That's what you told my friend, isn't it?" I ask. Was Adam really my friend, though? Nah, more like my handler. "Call me Karma," I repeat her words back to her, and she looks at me like she wants to tap dance on my balls again.
"You just wait, Knox."
She calls me by my name, which Adam used like a fucking idiot. I go to argue that it's not my real name, but then I look over at my discarded pants and realize she probably has my ID anyway. We're supposed to leave identification at home, so I fucked that up. "What am I waiting for exactly?" I ask.
"For your karma."